This is Cynthia Carr interviewing James Wincey at his home at the Bailey Holt House in Greenwich Village, New York, New York, on March 31.
April 1st?
Or
is this April Fool's Day?
I think it's March
31,
2017.
Right.
For the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is card number 3. Okay. I wanted to clarify something that I may have left the wrong impression during the last interview. Just to clarify, you actually did not work for the estate project. Is that correct?
I think that's correct, yes.
Okay. It's on your Wikipedia page, which mysteriously appeared. I mean, I have one, too. I don't know who put it there.
I don't either. Yeah.
So that is not correct. Okay. You had funding from North Star and from ACT UP, and that was for the AIDS Community Television?
Yeah, to start the series. Because I knew I wouldn't be able to manufacture a weekly series every week and crank it out by renting equipment.
Right. So did you think of it as kind of an ACT UP project, or did they keep, you know, did they check up on you or wonder what was going on or anything like that?
No, I had no accountability other than my own sense of ethics.
Right.
I mean, I considered it principally an ACT UP vehicle, but it was more in general to reflect the community responses to AIDS, and specifically AIDS as a political crisis. And there were few places, individuals, or organizations that could surpass ACT UP with the fight and AIDS as a political crisis. So. Certainly ACT UP was featured, but poets, authors, other.
Right. And this began in January of 1993.
Yeah, that was when the weekly series started. But by January of 91, I knew I was going to go for that weekly series.
But it just took that long to get it rolling.
It did, yeah. And in the meantime, I produced 8 one-of-a-kind, they called them specials on public access. So I did specials that would run maybe 4 times and then disappear. And so in lieu of a weekly series that I was building up to, I did those.
What were the specials?
I have to look it up. One was like, would have been Day of Desperation would certainly have been the first one.
Okay, so it was also like a 29-minute show or...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With footage from that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Complete list of... let's see. The first thing I filmed was late summer of 1990, the conference in Kansas City, where people, so-called quackbusters, and so ACT UP and the Alternative Holistic Treatment Committee went down, and I went with them to film. So I put that, and then Day of Desperation, expanding the definition of AIDS, demonstration for the local office of the CDC here in town. National Healthcare Actions compilation. There were 2 demonstrations in Washington, D.C., advocating for national health care. Target Bush campaign, presidential campaign, 92.
Now these, the 4 public, the one that you did first before you had a weekly show, that was Day of Desperation.
Yeah, these are all before I had the weekly show.
Oh, there's more than 4 of them.
Yeah, there are 8.
8 of them, okay.
8 or 10? 10.
Okay.
Target Bush campaign, presidential campaign, 92. Native American, Two-Spirit and HIV, Amsterdam treatment report from the Amsterdam AIDS conference, HIV-positive Haitian political refugees at Guantanamo Bay,